Tonight's Girls Soccer Sports Report for Monday, April the 13th is being brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. Our area girls did go 1-2 on Monday night, but all three teams played outstanding, excellent soccer. The two losses were late and heartbreaking style losses on a windy and warm night. We'll start off with the Carroll Tigers as they traveled down to Winterset. The Tigers would fall down 2-0 at halftime against a very windy field. It was extremely windy down at Winterset, and Winterset had the wind at their back, so it was a big advantage for them in the first half, and they were able to take advantage of it to get those two goals to take a 2-0 lead. But Carroll began to fight back as a Jersey Spore scored on a penalty kick to cut it to 2-1, and then just a little while later, Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard would find Jersey Spore with about 15 minutes remaining in the second half. Spore would score to tie things up at 2 apiece. Now, Winterset then scored with just about 2 minutes left in the match on a mad scramble in the box to take a 3-2 lead, and they would hold on as Carroll falls by a final of 3-2. Jersey Spore had 2 goals and 5 shots on goal. Aubrey Schmidt-Hubbard had an assist and a shot on goal. Kayla Cummings added a shot on goal. And Lena Brockman did a fantastic job last night filling in for Merritt Overmull, who was not able to be there. Brockman finished up with 8 saves, including a huge save on a penalty kick last night. So a great job for her stepping into the goal, which is never an easy place to play. The Tigers found some rhythm in the midfield offensively last night, did a really good job of sending the ball up to the offensive end well, and their defense played very connected last night, so probably one of the better performances early in the season for the Carroll girls soccer team. The loss, though, tough one, but they're playing some pretty good soccer right now. They'll have a chance to pick up a win coming up on Tuesday as they travel down to Loma. Elsewhere in girls soccer, it was Kemper hosting Harlan. The Knights had their offense and defense both rolling. They would take a 4-0 lead in the first half. They would go on to cruise to a 9-0 victory. They had 7 different girls score. Riley Massey and Sarah Pudence each had 2 goals. Mia Milligan, Kaylee Hausman, Megan Keese, Kaylin Pudence, and Kenzie Yetmar all had 1 goal. And Addie Endover, the defense in front of her, was fantastic last night. She would finish up with just 1 save, as Harlan really did not get any opportunities to have any shots on goal. So Kemper again built a 4-0 lead at half. They go on to a 9-0 win over Harlan. They will host Greene County coming up on Tuesday. Our final match of the night, again, another heartbreaking loss for one of our area teams. It was Esack County hosting Riverside. Esack got a goal right away from Macy Monahan. She scored like almost immediately, 56 seconds into the game. She would put the Raiders on top by a score of 1-0. It was Riverside battling back and tying it with about 25 minutes, 45 seconds left in the first half. They would tie it with a goal. Carla Blasi then gave Esack County a 2-1 lead right before the half, as she scored with 50 seconds left in the half to put the Raiders on top at 2-1. The defenses dominated the second half of this thing. Riverside, though, was able to break through at about 12 and a half minutes left in the game. They would tie it at 2 apiece, and then they scored on about a 40-yard kick that just got over the top of the goalie for Esack County with about 2:59 left. That put Riverside on top 3-2, and they would edge the Raiders by a final of 3-2. Now, Macy Monahan did have a goal on 1 shot on goal. Carla Blasi had a goal on 3 shots on goal. Also getting shots on goal, Jordan Carroll, Emma Kisher, and McKinley Hunzecker all had 1 shot on goal. Danae Thayer was really strong in the goal again, as she finished up with 13 saves. Now, the Raiders will be back in action as well on Tuesday night. They will travel to West Central Valley. And again, stats and the scores from all of last night's games are typed up for you below. So if you missed anything, check out the results and the stats right below this audio report. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.